If impulses can be controlled, why can't instincts be controlled? They are of two different categories. There is Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, Matsarya. These are considered to be vasanas. These are considered to be passions that are destructive for dharma, and they need to be regulated. In contrast, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishudra, these are considered swabhava. They are considered to be a part of our innate fabric as embodied beings. And they are not meant to be restrained or rejected. They are meant to be dovetailed. They are meant to be directed towards constructive service. So, I will be talking later about managing the mind. But understand that actually, sometimes we say the mind is an enemy. Yes, the mind is an enemy. But at the same time, the mind is also an indispensable enemy. That means we need the mind. Because we perceive the world through the mind. The mind is the connecting link between the soul and the body. So, we can't just wish away the mind. So, within the mind, there are certain tendencies, which are the impulses, which are associated with kama, krodha, lobha, matsarya. They have to be fought off. But there are certain things, just like I am a human being. Now, although I as a soul am not a human being, and the soul is in a human body, the soul cannot eat the food that a dog eats or a hog eats. Why? That's just the body's nature. So the body, when the soul occupies a particular body, the soul has to function to some extent according to the body. And just as we can't change, just as we cannot live in water like fish can. That's just the limitation of the body. So the limitation of physiology is easy to understand. The limitation of psychology is not that easy to understand. And to some extent, we may try to resist it. We can fight against it for some time. But eventually, if you want to live peacefully, if you want to live productively, we learn to harmonize that with that which is our nature. That is the tool that we have. And actually, even Kshatriyas, if the anger between them becomes too long, too much, then their tendency is that they will fight. But they are meant to fight for dharma, not fight impulsively because of krodha, because of anger. So they also need to regulate krodha. So this, even while doing our dharmic activities according to our swabhava, we need to be careful about our passions. And by restraining them and by engaging our worldly, engaging our swabhava, we can move forward productively in life. Okay?